the Treasure of Lyon. To consecrate the church in 1063, King Ferdinand I and Queen Sancha donated various liturgical pieces known as the Treasure of Lyon to the temple. Those of note that have remained till now include Saint Isidore's Reliquary Chest. King Ferdinand I sent for the relics of Saint Isidore of Seville to consecrate the church under his patronage. To transport the relics, he commanded that this chest be made in 1063. The relics are now in the high altar of the church. Made of a wood core, the chest is covered in silver and silver gilt with depictions of the story of Adam and Eve. The lining of the lid is Arabic embroidery with figures of Iberian fauna, while the body of the box is lined with Andalusian cloth. The ivory chest, made in 1059 in the Kingdom of Lyon, in what was considered to be one of the best ivory workshops in Europe. You can notice how the ivory is carved with great workmanship. Especially of note is the care for details in the clothing, hair, and nails. There are also two types of arc shapes, Romanesque semicircular arcs and Islamic horseshoe arcs. The eyes are inlaid with jet. The lower part represents the 12 apostles, and in the center of the lid is the mystic lamb surrounded by the heavenly court and the four rivers of paradise. The inside is lined with marvelous Arabic textiles visible in the photograph on the panel. This chest was coated with gold, which disappeared at the hands of the Napoleonic troops. The collection of Islamic boxes, arriving here as spoils of war or payment of tribute, these boxes include noted pieces such as the hair chest, made in the ivory workshops of the Palace of Medina al-Zahora in Cordoba, and the Sadaka chest, the only piece of Egyptian provenance dated from the 11th century. The Scandinavian idol. This small piece is the only Viking art object preserved in Spain. It dates from the 10th century. Carved from reindeer antler, it represents a winged serpent, a dragon, and may have arrived here as a diplomatic gift. The Limoges chest. Near the Scandinavian idol, we find this chest from Limoges, France, dated from the 13th century. It was made using the enamel technique. The Mudéjar chests. As one of the central points on the pilgrim's way to Santiago de Compostela, this collegiate church houses a large number of relics. The decorated wooden reliquaries contain a small document known as an authentic document which certifies the relics inside. The pieces from the liturgical trousseau. The following showcases display pieces that tell us how the collegiate church continued to enrich its collection over the centuries. We find liturgical objects from the monastery, chalices, patens, ossuaries, and altar crosses. In the last display case we highlight, among other reliquaries, the silver cross made by Enrique Duraf in the 16th century, which contains a lignum crucis, a fragment of the cross of Christ.